Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Chaf, Simen Gimel, and the Chayalim is discussing the lachos of Iri Kli Rishon that one has to remove a Kedei Klipa. And he says, where's the scenario where this would play out practically? So again, it plays out practically. You may not pour onto items where there's a concern of Bishul. It also plays out B'diavad, if one did so, the Iri, which one does so, would make the Isser on the thickness of a Kedei Klipa. And we explained the thickness of a Klipa in the previous year. So the Chayyadim says the following. Let's go back. Not only is Klirishon Mavashal, but even Iri Klirishon, pouring from the Klirishon, something which Bishul would apply to, is going to be usher to do so. Diri mavasha kere klipa, because iri is mavasha kere klipa. Vimira al basar tzli, oyal lechem. So a person did iri on something which is roasted, or something which is baked. So a person pours on something which is roasted or baked. So it's cooked already. And we're familiar with the concept of ein bishul achar bishul. So Chayyadim is going to speak more at length about the concept of ein bishul achar bishul. But let's introduce it over here just briefly. An item which has been cooked already and it's reached a state where it's halachically cooked. So it's bishul no longer applies to it. We have to define what that means, what's called halachically cooked for that purpose. So that can play out in a few scenarios. Number one is an item which is something which is dry. There's no liquid involved, or very minimal liquid. Person has cooked a piece of pot roast, a piece of chicken, and the item is fully cooked. So that item, that now it's dry and it's fully cooked, bishul will not apply to it a second time. If it's a liquid and it's cooled down totally, we can argue that even though the item is fully cooked, but the changing of a liquid into something which is warm is significant, and we'll see that that's going to play out. The rules of bishul, lachar bishul. But a third scenario over here is doing bishul after tzli, or bishul after afiyah. This item is fully done, it's fully roasted, it's fully baked. Roast applying to meats, baked applying to baked goods, to flour-based goods, etc. So it's done already. And now a person pours hot water on it, so he's doing a new act to it. He's not continuing it and baking it again, or broiling it again, roasting it again. He is cooking it, he's boiling it. So does bishul apply in that situation? So bishul achar afiyah. So Chayyadim is going to tell us later on that this is actually machloikus, whether there's bishul achar afiyah or not, or bishul after tzli. The Chayyadim will clarify that's going to be actually a machloikus, whether it's a problem or not. But one for sure should not do so, because it's machloikus, so you're dealing with a suffix isser, so one should not do so. Now the Chayyadim, however, takes it a step further and says, if a person did do it, it's going to be usher b'diavad to benefit from. And he says, if a person poured onto a roast or onto a baked bread, onto bread, so Chliklov, he has to remove that layer. The klipa asura lechol b'shabbos. The special achar tzliya v'achar afiyah. Till come on, Simen Yud. So Simen Yud, he's going to tell us that there is bishul achar afiyah. And over there, actually, he brings two opinions, whether bishul achar afiyah, but he says you should be machmer because of stuff like the rice. So he says over here, applying over here, if it's the rice to do it, there's a rule of Meiser Shabbos. One cannot benefit from malacha which is done on Shabbos. So therefore the Chayyadim says that one must remove that layer. That layer is going to be problematic because of the lachas of Meiser Shabbos. If you look over here in the Piskei Mishnah Berurah, in footnote number two, he points out that the Mishnah Berurah finds this Chayyadim to be difficult. Why would the Mishnah find this chayim to be difficult? It seems to be pretty straightforward. You can't do it. There's a rule of Meisr Shabbos, but yeah, but it should be usher, at least that thickness. But the chayim himself, when he discussed the rules of Meisr Shabbos back in Klal Tes in Siman Yud Aleph, he said something which is a machloikus, whether it is usher. So, b'di'evid, if one did so, it's not going to be usher. And why is that? We will clarify b'ezras Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.